Costa Curry.
And now at 5:33, why not play along at home as we play our guessing game daily quiz.
Oh, what's occurring?
And today we welcome, in the place of Becky, Radio 1's Hugh Stevens.
Oh, what's occurring?
See?
Have you been practicing for this, have you?
All my life.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Hugh.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you know what happens. We've got three situations. You just tell us what happened next, okay? Here's your first situation for Tuesday.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the news?
Oh, yeah.
On the telly.
It's exciting these days, yeah.
Mm. Who's your favourite newsreader?
Ooh, I get a lot of posts to Radio 1 saying to the attention of Hugh Edwards, the newsreader, so I'll go for him.
Yeah, keeping it Welsh.
Oh, I'll go for either Kate Silverton or Julie Etchingham, who does news at 10, I think, with Trevor McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
She kind of rescues Trevor McDonald every night. Mm. So one of those two, I think.
Okay. Have you ever thought, what? When you watch the news, I'd like to have it off with them.
With those two, yeah.
With those two.
Morris Stewart.
Mm.
Old school newsreader.
Old school newsreader.
The older woman.
Oh, yeah. Here's my question to you. Who is Britain's sexiest newsreader?
Oh.
I have asked 12 people on the streets of the United Kingdom.
12.
12 people. Don't question me. 12 people. Who is the sexiest newsreader?
Right.
And? Who do they say?
Who did they say? Oh, dear. Do you want to go first?
All right, I will say, oh my word, out of all of them,
yeah,
I'm going to say Kate Silverton.
Kate Silverton?
Mm.
Quite hot.
Yeah. She's been on this show, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She was hot then.
What do you think, Hugh?
I'm going to go for Hugh Edwards.
Hugh Edwards?
Silver Fox.
Quite a stud muffin.
He's quite dashing, isn't he?
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked the people of Great Britain, who is Britain's sexiest newsreader?
Tasha Kaplinsky is the sexiest newsreader.
And why do you think that?
She's great at dancing.
Who do you think is the sexiest newsreader?
Moira Stewart.
Yeah? And why do you like Moira?
It's her hair. Her hair does it for me.
I like Natasha Kaplinsky. What do you like about her? She's got nice big lips. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Sexiest newsreader.
Ah, the girl from Newsround. That girl from, I don't know her name, man. She's great, man.
One Newsround.
I like Natasha on 5.
Can I say it?
I like Natasha.
Moira Stewart. She has a sexy voice.
I definitely think Hugh Edwards is the sexiest newsreader. Closely followed by Peter Sissons. Yeah. Smouldering.
Natasha Kaplinsky, just because she's gorgeous.
Peter Sissons is quite a smooth character, isn't he?
Natasha Kaplinsky.
And why do you like Natasha?
She's got that look in her eye.
Natasha Kaplinsky, because she is just actually quite hot.
It's got to be done.
I would actually say that attractive-wise, it would either be Natasha Kaplinsky or Fiona Bruce, I've got to be honest. And if I had to pick a guy, probably Christian Guru Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Fair dues
to that.
So was none for mine.
Someone said Peter Sissons.
Two people said Peter Sissons.
Right. Yeah. You see, personally, I don't like my newsreaders looking as if they just stopped in to read the news on the way on a night out.
Right, can we talk about this? I was watching BBC News 24, well, no, it's called BBC News now, isn't it?
Right.
The other day. It was like I think it was Saturday afternoon.
Mm.
And Peter Sissons was on, and he was like, the time is 3:33.
That's what you want. You want your news serious, do you know what I mean?
But then he was on BBC One, he perked up a bit.
Did he put the effort in when he was on the main channel?
He'll be dancing soon.
So you said Hugh Edwards.
I did, yeah. I think I got one, didn't I?
You got one.
I got none.
You got none. So Hugh wins. What a surprise.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you should let Hugh Edwards know that he got a vote. They've put a spring in his step ahead of the American election coverage tonight.
And Natasha. I might email him in a minute. I will do that.
Because Natasha was the most popular, yeah?
Oh, yeah, sorry, she was. That was clear, I think.
Sorry, I know, but you didn't say it. I'm just trying to help you.
Right. You know Simon Cowell?
He's not a newsreader.
No, but you know him.
Yeah,
this is the next one we're on.
All right, okay.
Do you think...
It's quite hard to follow with this.
Do you think he's going a little bit mad?
Yes. Do I get a point?
No. Now, not last week just gone's X Factor. The week before, he kept asking himself questions and then answering them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He does it quite a lot, if you notice. But in not last Saturday's X Factor, the one before, how many questions does Simon Cowell ask himself?
Ooh, I'll go for, I reckon Cowell asks himself 5 questions.
5.
I'm going to go for 9.
9 questions Simon Cowell asks himself.
Yeah. It's a long old show at the moment with so many contestants. It's on for about 2 hours, isn't
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Is Simon Cowell questioning himself on X Factor?
Was it as good as last week? No. Are you still one of the best singers? Absolutely yes. Is it my favourite version of that song? No. Is it better than last week? Arguably a little bit.
Oh, 4.
4.
Go on.
Do I win that one?
Yeah, you do.
It's because they've got nothing. I guess if you're a judge, you've got to make up things to say all the time, haven't you?
Yeah, but there are another 3 of them. Surely you can have a conversation with them.
Can I remember any of the names of the X Factor contestants this year?
No.
Do I fancy the Spanish one? Just maybe a bit. Hello? That doesn't work.
Is he thinking about it?
He's thinking about it.
Cowell. Simon.
No.
It does. Right, that was Simon.
Have you broken something over there?
Yeah, I'm breaking it, sorry. It's not working at all. So, anyway, Hugh wins again. Yay! Next situation.
Oh. What's occurring?
You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had him in yesterday.
I heard. Amazing. I heard about this, yeah.
It's quite small. Even smaller in real life, but then celebrities normally are. But he's tiny.
Right. Okay.
And obviously, his clothes are also small. How heavy do you think Mini-Me's pants are in grams?
Goodness. Mini-Me's pants?
What?
Have you been weighing?
Maybe.
Now, hang on. Can I ask a question about this first? Huh. How did you get Mini-Me's pants off him?
Well, you'll find out in a minute.
Oh, OK.
I'm rubbish with measurements.
In grams, please. How many grams did Mini-Me's pants weigh?
Oh, dear. I'll go for... I'm really rubbish with maths and measurements, so... 40?
40?
Grams? Is that a lot or is that not a lot?
I don't know. No, is he in them?
No.
Right.
Is he in them?
100.
100?
I don't know how much pants are meant to weigh.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
In grams, here's how much Mini-Me's pants weigh, and here's how I got to that. Would you mind, Vern, if I weighed your underwear?
No. Sure? If you could get into it, I don't think you can.
Well, no, what you can do is, if you just... You see that screen over there?
Yeah.
Right, if you could just step behind that screen,
okay?
And then do whatever you, you know. And then if I'm allowed to take them, would that be okay? I'm just going to take them away for a while.
You're going to sell them on eBay, what?
Well, no.
Okay,
I'm not going to sell them. It's just for our game that we do called What's Occurring. So if you could just step behind that screen.
Okay.
You're right behind there.
Yeah.
We'll be very careful with them, don't worry.
You can give them to Becky.
Yeah, she would like that. Maybe afterwards. Just throw your pants over the top.
Cool.
Oh, they're nice.
I thought you'd like it.
Nice, okay. I'm okay to take these.
Yeah, just bring them back clean.
Right.
Okay.
So then... Yeah. Okay, I'm in what we call a posh deli, I believe. Excuse me. Excuse me, hi. I've got some things here which I would like to weigh. Can I use your machine?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You know Mini-Me off Austin Powers?
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the one with the air, puts his finger in his mouth. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Well, these are his pants.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I just managed to get them off him. So, is that all right if... I mean, do you want me to put them in the bag or should I just put them on...
How about you want to put them in there?
You don't want them on the scales.
No, it's better in the bag, yeah.
It's better in the bag.
Okay. It's 156 grams.
Mini-me's pants weigh 156 grams.
Wow.
Is that a lot? I think it is.
Were they his trousers pants or his underwear pants?
Underwear.
Right.
And you put them on a set of scales in a deli?
Yeah, just the one down the road. They didn't mind. I put them in a bag first.
Oh, I'll give that a miss for a while.
You know the one I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah.
So you said 100, so you're nearest, aren't
well
you?
Well worked out.
But Hugh still wins because he's got two before, so there.
Yay!
So and we all now found out how heavy mini pants are.
Could you weigh?
That?
Could you weigh your pants just so we can compare?
Well, I don't have the scales here now, do I?
Well, why tomorrow? Can you not? Can we tomorrow? Can you do your pants? Just so we can
if
compare.
You want, if you really want that.
Again, I won't go to the deli for a few days.
All right. So Hugh wins today's. Oh, what's the care in? Thanks very much, Hugh.
Very pleased.
Thank you, Chappers.
Yeah, whatever.